Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. As always, I hope this show finds you safe and well wherever you are here in the world. We are here to be a nice distraction to get away from the news of the day. We're going to think about our favorite place, which we know will be getting back open here very soon, and we're going to get back to our lives, and it's going to be better than ever. I promise you. Let's hang in there. Let's get through this together. We're going to make we're going to learn stuff from this and make the world just a better place on the other side. Today's show, we're going to talk about places in the Walt Disney World resorts. You know that we're huge fans of the resorts. We love the parks, but the resorts are awesome too. So with all this isolation that we've been forced to endure over the past couple of weeks, and who knows how long this will continue, we're going to have a discussion on the quiet places around the resorts, the isolated places at the Walt Disney World resorts that are so enjoyable. For example, one of my favorite places is, I believe it's called the Turtle Cove Pool at Old Key West. It's way, way, way in the back, tucked away, but it has a nice snack bar. It's a great pool, but a lot of folks don't get back there. I like just chilling back there and enjoying my times back there. So we're going to talk about those kind of places at the Walt Disney World Resort. So stand by for that. First, don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. In these crazy times, it's very important to have a travel agent who is experienced, who knows exactly what they're doing. And the folks over at the Magic for Less are those agents. They're a platinum earmarked agency. They didn't just spring up last year. In the last couple of years, they've been doing this for years and years. One of the biggest, one of the best. So when you plan your next Disney adventure, work with the best, because you're going to have that person right there advocating for you the entire time when something goes wrong. And even when stuff's going right, you get discounts and so forth. It's awesome. So check them out and support the folks who support us. They're over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link. It's very important during these crazy times. It helps support everything we do here on the podcast. I can't thank you enough for clicking through. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and every purchase helps support the show. So please bookmark it and use it often. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1625 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday. It could be a Tuesday. It could be a Thursday. We don't know at this point, but we are here with a roundtable discussion to kind of give you a little normalcy in a world where that is becoming more rare and rare. So we just wish that you are healthy and safe and hunkered down, as we've been doing here lately, and I think we're doing a good job of that. We're trying to provide some normal content, some escape, some fun stuff to listen to. Thank you so much for keeping us as a part of your routine and allowing us into your life for 30 or 40 minutes a day. We sure appreciate that. It is not forgotten. It is not taken for granted. We love doing the shows, but we couldn't do it without you tuning in and supporting everything we do. So thanks for being there. We're going to be there with you throughout, and we're going to get through this all together and come out stronger on the other side. So today we're talking Walt Disney World resorts. We need that. I wish I was there, but we're going to just talk about it. And next time we go, it's going to be amazing. So joining me today from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, touringplans.com, and The Mouse for Less, we have Ricky. Ricky, happy Friday.
Is it Friday?
I don't know. Maybe it could be Monday. Who knows?
I've been on my couch all week, so I don't know.
I mean, do you have your Friday pajamas on, or do you have your Tuesday pajamas on? Who knows?
So it's funny because we had a conference call that my boss was on, and we were talking about the fact that I had actually gotten up and taken a shower, and he's like, "Oh, I'm still in my jammies," and I'm like, "Why? Like, I couldn't do it. I can't." I know I'm weird, but like, I have to get up. I have to take a shower. I have to get dressed. Like, I can't just sit in. And I know I'm the weirdo in this. Like, I understand completely, but like, there's something mentally that I have to do all those things in order for me to feel at least a little bit accomplished in my day. So I know Pam, you sit in your jammies a lot all day too. And
hey, whoa, you can't give out the secrets, man. We both work at home.
Yeah.
We're experts at this.
Sorry for sharing, but you know, like I mentally myself, I can't do it. So,
well, I do get up at the crack of dawn too, Ricky. So that's by the time you get up, I actually am already dressed and showered at that point because it's basically halfway through my day. So.
That's it. I get up at 4:45 every day, get my run in. Like by the time I sit down for lunch, I've noticed Paige is getting out of bed. I mean, she stays up till 3 in the morning. I go to bed at 10 o'clock. So it all works out. We're basically like shift workers around this house right now.
Yes, that's true.
It's good for keeping the peace, I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We only have one Wii, we only have one Mario Kart game. So, you know, it has to make it through. Anyway, joining us, you heard earlier that we have Pam Forster-Koner, the magic for less travel. Happy Friday, Pam. I know we can't go out and chill out at our local restaurant, but we can make do. We're going to have a good weekend.
Yeah, for sure. It does feel strange, right? I feel like I am cooking all the time now, pretty much. I mean, my family has stepped up a little bit to help, but oh my gosh, we've never run our dishwasher so much.
Same. I know. I was like, what is that? Pam's like, it's the dishwasher. I'm like, really?
So that feels weird. I feel like I literally pulled out some cookbooks and looked up some recipes on websites. Like, I'm just like, I said to my family, look, we don't have much else going on right now, so our meals have to be decent. Like, we can't just be having the crap stuff all the time. Like, this, like, if I'm sitting down to, like, I don't know what, I'm like, I just won't even be able to deal with it. So, anyways, no, you know what? We're hanging in there. And that's, what else can you do? I mean, you find a way to adjust and, adapt. Your adaptability quotient is more important than ever before. And I think, you know, the one thing I am absolutely grateful about with this whole situation is it has certainly been, in my case, a situation where you think about a little bit more about what you should be grateful for and what's really important to you. And I think that if you don't come away with some, at least spending a few moments examining those things, then, you know, I don't know what to say about that. But anyways, it has shown me, you know, the power of being grateful and how much that impacts your life. And not that I didn't know that, but I think it just sort of seals the deal on a few things. So anyways.
No, absolutely. I mean, just the other night, let me have my old man moment here, but you know, it was just a few nights ago, you know, we're in the basement. We have, you know, I pulled out the Wii, you know, I got that for Christmas when it was a joint gift for Paige and I for Christmas one year, when it was the year that Pam was pregnant with Mallory, because Mallory was born on January 2nd. So we got that about a week before Mallory was born. And I saw this coming. I knew we were going to need something to do. So I got it out of the closet. I found the box it was in from when we moved. And I couldn't find all the games, but I found Mario Kart, and that's the best one. So I hooked it up on the TV in the basement. You know, we got this old TV that we used to have in our living room. And just sitting on the couch and seeing Paige and Mallory having this battle on Mario Kart, just as a dad, you know, I was grateful for that, because if it weren't for this, now this is not a good thing. Let me just preface that. But this probably, they wouldn't have had this time together as siblings, because, you know, Paige is 23, Mallory's 12, and Paige has her own life going on at Mizzou. She's a grad assistant. She's always on the go. She's traveling. She's always out there. But because of this, we're all hunkered down together. I'm hoping that, you know, when they become, you know, they're both adults, Mallory's an adult, that they will look back on this time like, you know, remember that time we got to play with Riley together and we got to play Mario Kart and we didn't kill each other, at least yet. they'll look back on these days. You know, that's my only hope. I hope that that's something that comes out of this. I was glad to see them together. All right. Well, what were we talking about? Just kidding. So also real quick off the top of the show, a little housekeeping. Don't forget, we are going live every day on Facebook. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, the Be Our Guest podcast community check-ins. Monday, normal time, 5:45 Eastern for the Wednesday and Friday show recordings. And on Wednesdays, we're doing the trip report shows. Those go off about 7:15 Eastern typically, so hang out around then. And Tuesday afternoons for our friends over in Europe, we'll be on the air about 2 o'clock Eastern. So there, you gotta give us calls on all those shows, because without calls, they're not very much fun. All right, so today, just a little skate, a little fun, talking about our favorite place. I was thinking about this today. So if I was at Walt Disney World, because I it's such a weird time right now at Walt Disney World. Like, I was thinking about this 3 weeks ago. We did a show that we've done many, many times throughout the years that right now at Walt Disney World, we say, you know, somebody's getting on a bus, going back to the resort to hop in the pool at Art of Animation. Well, guess what? Right now at Walt Disney World, nobody's doing that, which is kind of weird. I mean, it's totally bizarre. So I was trying to picture, like, the stillness of Walt Disney World right now. You know, not just the theme parks, not just, like, the Dumbos are sitting there, isolated, nobody on them, you know, and I would imagine there's no background loops playing anywhere. I mean, I'm thinking maybe not. I'm sure they're not playing them. You know, but just like, you know, walking past Mexico, where sometimes it's such a log jam as you enter World Showcase, it's totally empty. There's nothing happening there. But then I went to think about the resorts, because I love the hotels, the resorts, because the grounds are beautiful. And, you know, we're all talking about every time our mayor comes on and our governor here in Missouri, St. Louis mayor and so forth, our county executive, they're really pushing the social distancing, which I think I'm hoping is something that will lead us to this going away, because they'll stop the spread of all these germs. So I was thinking about, you know, there are times at Walt Disney World where you're at a resort and you can feel really isolated from everything. And there's some awesome places that you might want to consider the next time you're on your vacation, because at the Magic Kingdom, it's busy, it's crowded, there's a lot of stimulation. Sometimes you need to get away from it all. And one of the places that kind of brought this on for me, that I like to kind of get away from everything, is at Old Key West. And I believe it's called the Turtle Pond Pool. If you're a DVC member, you can probably help me out with this. We stayed there a few years ago with Scott Gardner and his family. We split a two-bedroom villa. I got to live the DVC life for a week. It was awesome, man. That thing was bigger than my house at the time. We made cookies. We sat on the deck. I did live shows every day from the deck. It was amazing. But the thing was, we were in the back of the resort where our two-bedroom villa was, and we did go to the feature pool, which is awesome up there by the gurgling suitcase and Olivia's and everything going on up there. But some days, we just went to the little quiet pool, which was by us, and nobody was back there except for maybe a couple other people. You got to swim. There was actually a snack bar that had a killer chicken sandwich, by the way. Maybe I was just hungry. It was good. But it was just, it felt really isolated. It was almost like we had our own pool for our villa. And I don't know if a lot of people take advantage of that pool at Old Key West, but it's very secluded, very hidden, because you have to be in the back corner of the resort to even know it's there. You have to be one of those people in the back. So I was thinking about that. That's a great place to kind of be isolated, but it's a hidden gem. These are almost like little hidden gems at the resorts where you can kind of get a little, I need a little downtime. All right, so Ricky, what about you? When you're thinking about the Walt Disney World resorts, where's something that's kind of tucked away that you could isolate yourself just to kind of, I just got to be away from people for a while. What do you think?
So one of the best places to really isolate yourself and get away and be just at peace is to actually, especially if you're at the Magic Kingdom, is to head over to Wilderness Lodge, and you're going to go to what was known as the Iron Spike Room, or now I think is the Carolwood Pacific Room, which is kind of difficult to find if you don't know where it is. So you go into the main building, and then it's actually in the DVC wing over there. You go down a path and you'll go into the DVC wing, and there's this quiet room. It's got one of Walt's old train cars from his actual like train set that was in his house, at his house. And there's rocking chairs and there's fireplace and there's games, and it's so incredibly peaceful because it's got that woodsy feel to it. Like I said, you've got the fire going, even if it's, you know, 95 degrees outside, roaring. It's still nice and relaxing to have that fire going. And, you know, especially if like you are staying there at DVC, you know, you've got a book, like that's the perfect place to just sit down, cozy, curl up with a book and just relax. It's so quiet usually and so peaceful. And it's such a serene place to just go and hang out and, you know, be so.
And I will say with that, that's a great call, Ricky. And I'll say that, you know, I'm not a DVC member, so I was always like, is this off limits for me? And I mean, as long as you're not causing a ruckus, you know, and like going to get booted, they're not going to say anything if you swing in and just chill out for a little. If you need a little downtime, that room's great. I used to think I could not go in there if I was not DVC. I don't know what the technical rules are, but I mean, just slide in, chill out, and just don't cause a ruckus and get some downtime.
Exactly.
I will say too, piggybacking on yours, and this is one that's an isolated place that's in plain sight. It's that fireplace up on the fourth floor of the Wilderness Lodge.
Stop telling people about my fireplace, Michael.
My bad. I have taken some solid naps there.
True story.
Oh my gosh.
taken a few naps there as well, actually.
I think a lady was vacuuming, and I think she had her hand right here on my carotid artery. Like, is this dude alive? Because he needs a nap. I'm just saying. Yeah. So, yeah, good place. Good stuff. All right, Pam, what about you at the resorts? Where's somebody that a place that's like secluded and just a hidden gem?
So, Animal Kingdom Lodge is a lot like Wilderness Lodge in that respect. There's a lot of places to just sort of go to and hang out. There's seating areas. There's the Sunset Savannah area where not everyone knows about, but you sort of walk toward the back of the lobby and off to your left is a whole nother room that has some really cool little pieces of art and interesting artifacts and things like that. There's some seating area, but if you walk out that door, so you can look out over the Sunset Savannah, and oftentimes you'll see giraffe and other animals in that space. But all throughout the Animal Kingdom Lodge, there are different overlook areas where you can go and just sit, and it may not be outside, but you can look through the glass and get different glimpses of the animals in that space. Oftentimes there's some kind of seating there where you can enjoy that as well. I think that that's one of the beautiful things about staying at a resort is sometimes you have time to actually explore some of these spaces. And that's the importance of enjoying these resorts, spending that time, is that it's really cool. But the Animal Kingdom Lodge, much like the Wilderness Lodge, is so themed and has great smells and music and, you know, all kinds of other things. So make sure you go and enjoy some of those little areas there.
I think that, let me ask you this, Pam. So folks that stay at Animal Kingdom Lodge, and I've stayed there a few times and I love it every time I stay there because it's probably the most destination resort that Walt Disney World has, like in its like self-contained destination. But I would say that at least 50% of the guests that stay there probably never see like the true lodge itself, you know, because I think a lot of folks go down there and you're going to the parks. I mean, obviously the parks are the stars. That's why we travel, but it's a shame because I bet you 50% of the travelers never get to find the little cubbies that are kind of like the covered gazebos with the rocking chairs. I mean, we know about these things because we listen to podcasts, we read the books, we read the blogs and so forth. But it's kind of a shame because I bet you at least half of the people never get to experience that. And that's what the lodge is best at, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Both of the lodges, right? Mm-hmm. Both of the lodges are great at those things. But I think in every Disney resort, there are these little areas like that where you can go and really appreciate them.
Absolutely. So we've been talking deluxe resorts here, but I'm going to go value resort for my next one. And if you want a place to kind of get away from it all, but really take in some beauty, and now this is a time of day, but I love sunrise or right prior to sunrise on Hourglass Lake between Pop Century and Art of Animation. This is where I get my runs in when I go on vacation and I stay at either one of those resorts. But the Skyliner has added to the beauty of this area. It's very quiet. You got the lake there, the waters. You have kind of the, I don't know what you call them, like the Florida grasses growing out of the sides. It kind of looks swampy. It's a very nice path. It's well lit all the way around the lake, so you can walk. It's about a half a mile around. But it's great if you want to get up and have a cup of coffee, maybe walk with your significant other, just get a beautiful walk in. This is a place where you can do that. And many times I will say, I don't know why, but when I'm here, many times early in the morning, I'll see a lot of hot air balloons flying in the distance, especially at Pop. I don't notice them when I'm at other resorts. And I mean, they're not just flying over Pop. They're flying in the sky over all the resorts. But I guess it's because maybe the buildings at Pop tend to be lower. They're four stories or lower. And you're kind of distant from the building, so you get a lower perspective of the horizon possibly. But the sun rises over Hourglass Lake between Art of Animation and Pop Century are spectacular. And a lot of times you get those Florida sunrises where it's not a crystal clear blue sky. They've got the clouds splattered all over the sky. They turn pink. Sunset, same way. But usually it's sunset them in the parks. But God, mornings at Pop Century, I love. I've got so many great pictures, and it's just gorgeous. So, and it's very isolated. You usually don't see but a couple people out on that path ever, even if you're running. So check it out next time. All right, what about you, Ricky? Give us another.
So the next one /2 I will go with, and I'll go with the second one later probably, but I found when we were there waiting for our Rise of the Resistance fast pass or, you know, boarding pass, and we were hanging out at Caribbean Beach, and we found these really secluded, great little hammocks that they have. And I know that they had hammocks, at Caribbean Beach, but there was one just really on one of the outskirts, and we just sat in the hammock and relaxed and, you know, let the world pass by kind of in that instance. And it was just wonderful and peaceful to just, you know, because, I mean, who gets to, I mean, lay in a hammock, you know, often on a daily basis? I mean, you know, it's just, it's so peaceful and serene. You got the beach there, you got the water, and that, you know, add to the, you know, the blue sky that was above, you know, and the big puffy clouds, and it just made it so perfect, and a great way to really just relax and spend the afternoon, you know, just waiting for a boarding pass. So the hammocks are a really great option for people to just get away and be.
And another vote for the Skyliner to make that accessible.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That Skyliner is amazing. I mean, just because of that, like, Caribbean Beach is now an extension in the Riviera as well, and actually Pop Century and Art of Animation, because of the Skyliner, to the studios. If you need to, because that's exactly what I did. I had a boarding pass. I'm like, okay, I got time. Going to the Riviera, getting a burger. I'll be back. You know, because it's just 10 minutes. It wasn't even, there was no effort. It was easy. And so, good call. You know what, too? Debbie in the live chat here on Facebook mentions the hammocks at Port Orleans Riverside, which, if you don't know, you got to go over to Old Man Island, which is kind of that connector there between the main area of the resort and the mansions. And over toward, you can actually go to the Alligator Bayou the same way. You cut through. The hammocks are they're different at Riverside. And I like them at Riverside because I'm like a person who doesn't like to get a sunburn. Now, if you're laying in the hammocks at Caribbean Beach or, say, Coronado, it's full sun. You better have some sunscreen on, buddy. Especially if you're like me, I will get burned. I love Riversides because they're all shady. They're like in this, you know, they're all covered and they're like in these nooks with all the trees, little cool breeze. Now you got kids running around, go to the pool sometimes, but who cares? It's fun. You're on vacation. But you know what? I'll take a shady hammock over a sunny hammock any day of the week. I'm weak that way. So there you go. Good call, Debbie. You win. All right, Pam, what else? What do you got?
So Grandestino, which is the new tower over at Coronado Springs, has lots of really cool places to sort of hang out. First of all, their lobby has so much seating. It's not just your typical lobby. And it's a lot of them, you know, have little, there's huge benches to sit in, but they're divided. And there's also USB ports and plugs and things like that. So you kind of have to look around the lobby. You're absolutely going to be able to find sort of a quiet place to sit if you need to do so. But I'm also going to get a shout out sort of to the Barcelona Lounge. And you think to yourself, well, lounge, that's not really quiet. Well, this is a lounge on the lower level. It's awesome. Open in the morning for like coffee, yes, and like grab and go stuff. But it's also open the rest of the day. It has coffee drinks, but it also has alcoholic drinks too. So you can choose, you know, from what you want to have. It is rarely busy down there. We have had great interactions with the bartenders, though. They're usually happy to talk with us. One guy gave me like a whole dissertation on gin, and it almost broke my heart to look at him at the end of it and be like, dude, I don't like gin. Like, I don't want any of these drinks. But it was nice to hear from him. He was so passionate about it, right? And I loved that passion. So anyways, I had already had something in mind what I was going to order, but it was great to hear him talk about it. I actually learned a few things that I didn't know, and he was very, very passionate about it. But it's such a beautiful location to sit. There are lots of little different seating areas, again, where you can look outside or look at the bar, which in itself is beautiful. For those of you who have been to Spain, Gaudi is a famous artist there. And the whole backdrop of the bar really looks like a piece of work from Gaudi. It's just so incredible. But it's a really, really cool place to be. And I love not only the smell of Grandestino, because it smells
it
good.
It does smell good. It smells
whatever,
nice.
Whatever scent they're pumping out there, it's good. But I also like the music that they play there. It once again is part of the whole experience, and it's really something that's worth checking out and seeing. And if you like it, you know, maybe staying there too.
And the thing is, for people that have to work during your vacation, if you got to check in with like your laptop or make some kind of like a distance call through your laptop, which we're all doing from home now, but if you have to do it on vacation, I will tell you, I had to do that a couple times down there over Princess, and you would think you wouldn't go to a public area because, again, you would think it'd be crazy. I went down to that big long table along the window, Barcelona Lounge, kind of opposite the bar.
Yes.
Nobody was around. The Wi-Fi is ripping fast at Coronado because, I mean, obviously they're catering to a business crowd. Some part, you know, and it was just a great place to be because you don't want to work up in your room. You're isolated. Like, it's gorgeous down there. You can see people coming and going, and while you're getting your answering emails or what have you, it's a great spot. And you're right, it smells good.
It does. It really does, doesn't it? I mean, all resorts have sort of a scent, but this one I really appreciate. It's, you know, some of them I like more than others, but this one I really like.
All right, so we're going to go around the horn one more time, then we'll get out of here. My last one, again, kind of going back to Riverside, but I'm going over to French Quarter, and it's that path where you can walk along the Doubloon Lagoon pool, but you stay on the path and walk down towards the end of the resort towards Building 1, which is walking opposite the way towards Riverside. It's more towards Old Key West. If you walk down there, you have the Sasagula River to your left. You have the golf course actually across the way, across the river there. You can see people like putting out on one of the greens, approaching on one of the fairways. And when you get to the end down by Building 1, that's just kind of like a fork in the river where it goes out towards Old Key West. It's very isolated out there. You rarely will find other people walking on that path. So midday, sunrise, sunset, what have you, it's just a great time to walk with a cup of coffee or a soda or whatever you have in your hand. And just kind of take in the environment, because a lot of times you'll hear that, especially as a boat goes by one of the ferries from Disney Springs, you hear that water kind of lap up against the side of the river, that psh, psh, psh. I don't know, something's relaxing about that to me. Probably not to everybody, but I'm a little bit different. So it's just, it's beautiful. You got a golf course, you got a river, you got a beautiful path, wrought iron lights and signs, and French Quarter is beautiful in its own way with all the different colors of doors, and looks like every apartment's kind of decorated a little bit different. Every room, it's got a special beauty. And so it's isolated. It's very, you're very alone back there. It's a great place. So that's my last one. So Ricky, give us one more for the cause.
So my last one, like I said, I also discovered when we were, you know, trying to go around, try to kill time for our Rise of the Resistance boarding pass. And it is over at the Riviera.
Is it the skinny staircase that three people can fit down?
It is not the skinny three staircase. yes. No, it is actually they have this beach, which kind of connects to the Caribbean beach, and it has these really awesome like chairs. They're kind of like lounging chairs, like comfortable with cushions. They have like a covering over them to kind of protect you a little bit from the elements, just a tiny bit. Like, it's not going to protect you fully, but you know, it's enough. And they're these great beachy type chairs that are just so comfortable and so relaxing. And they're giant, so they can fit like, you know, two, three people or whatever. And they're wonderfully awesome seating. And it's just, again, another great place, especially with where they are at the resort. Like, nobody's going to come bother you in these chairs. Like, they're kind of, like I said, on the path walking toward Caribbean Beach. Yep. So unless you have, you know, you're really walking over that direction, you're not going to, you know, discover these chairs and have anybody bother you. So they're just super peaceful and quiet. And again, another place that you should absolutely seek out when you're, you know, heading to the Riviera, if you're staying there, like I said, trying to kill time before Rise of the Resistance boarding pass.
You know, I actually walked past these because I did walk from Riviera to Caribbean Beach when I was down in February. And the funny thing is about this, so if you can't really kind of put your head around what she's describing, it's those same kind of covered beach chairs they have at Grand Floridian on the beach. If you've seen those there, they got the big, it's like a clamshell over the top, big sunscreen. Yeah. But the thing is, because it was a windy, cool day that day. So everybody kind of moved them so that they became wind blocks, you know, because they really cut down on the wind. But the way you approach them then on the path, you couldn't tell if anybody was in them, because you were looking at them from behind. So you would have to like walk around. Like, oh, my bad. Sorry. And that one's taken too. They were all taken. Of course, I want to go in one, but there were like eight of them. They're all taken. But the thing is, the way they set them up that day, you kind of had to peep in on people. Like, oh, my. Sorry. Not a creeper. I just seen if that one was empty. My bad. Sorry. So do it at your own risk. All right. Last one, Pam. Close us out. What do you got?
All right. So, of course, I'm going to my beloved Yacht Club and Beach Club area, and I'm going to give you a couple locations that you can usually find to sort of hang out. First of all, at the Beach Club, there is a little lounge. I know, right? We had to go to a lounge. Oh, actually, this is my second lounge. So, called Martha's Vineyard, that so often really does not attract a crowd like some of the other locations do. Not because it's not awesome, because it's awesome. It just doesn't. Not that many people know about it. It's sort of located near it's sort of like convention and group space called Ariel's. It used to be a restaurant there. It's past sort of Cape May Cafe. When you're walking over to the Yacht Club. So that's definitely worth checking out. I think that the Yacht and Beach Club pool area, if you're staying there, there are some little nooks and crannies just because they're hard to get to at the Yacht and Beach Club. You're like up and down a set of stairs. Yeah. So if you get there and it looks like the pool area is packed, make sure you go up and down the stairs, one of the sets of stairs, and look around to make sure that you've checked out all the locations, because there it is really one of the pool locations that has the most seating and lots of different seating options. And now, of course, they have cabanas too. So that's something to look forward to. Excuse me, if you really want to do that. And then the other thing is at the Beach Club. Now, I know that so many of you know this, but there's that little atrium area, because I just wanted to mention it to those who do not. That is often a really quiet little area. And I often go there too when we're like grabbing breakfast at the Beach Club. You know, that little breakfast place gets packed. And there's only a few little seating areas out there. And you go into the atrium and there's like no one there. And I always think, why are these people eating here when they could be eating there? So that's a location to go to as well.
But again, you can't go there when Pam's there. So check her calendar.
Yeah, right. For sure. I mean, like I have these places that I claim as mine. So
we will create a community Google calendar so that we can all call our spots that you exactly. know, so we don't cross the streams. And all that stuff.
I actually take my Kindle and have read in some of these spots. So, I mean, you know,
good stuff. Well, you know, this was our topic for today. You know, we're not changing the world with it, but hopefully it was a nice escape for you. And, you know, maybe you'll consider going to one of these places, because we're talking about social distancing and kind of isolating ourselves right now in the world. But to be honest, I think on a Disney vacation, I mean, when they get back to being normal and how they've been for the past forever, when we've been down there, you're around people constantly. You're bombarded by sounds and smells and visuals and, you know, just stimulation constantly. I think our brain all needs a reset of walking along the Sasagula River, or like Ricky said, sitting in one of those lounge chairs on the beach, or just chilling out in a lounge with a Kindle. I think everybody needs a little reset on vacation, because you just can't be stimulated constantly. You get a little crazy. So these places are important. This is going to be important on your next trip. So just, you know, make a mental note and maybe it'll help you have a better trip. All right. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. So the next time you're headed to a Disney destination, we sure appreciate it when you support the folks who support us. So drop by themagicforless.com today. Check out all the great specials. Look at all the great trip planning tools. And while you're there, fill out that free no obligation quote form, and an agent will be back to you right away. And you'll be planning that next Disney getaway. And it's going to be here before you know it. We're going to make it through this. It's all going to be okay. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please use our Amazon affiliate link. It's over at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Really, in these days, it helps support everything we do. It's very, very important. So please bookmark it, write it down, put it on a post-it on your monitor, and please take the extra 5 seconds to click through. It means a lot to us. brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter at brguestmike and at brguestpod. And of course, facebook.com/brguestpodcast. Don't forget, daily live call-in shows, so check those out. Again, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, here on Facebook. All right, that's going to do it for today. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.